Let's creep away from the day and allow me to say goodbye.
This is Natalie, and you are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Do you like art, Natalie?
Yeah, yes.
Do you love art?
Yeah!
Welcome to Art Speak Radio. Ooh. We're happy to have you with us today on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Thanks so much for joining us on the radio or, you know, online at kkfi.org. So I'm going to get started because we have a terrific lineup of folks today. We have Firesign founder Phil Proctor, and he's got so much going on. He's going to fill us in on his wonderful work experience and backstories, and he's a terrific guy. I just met him today.
The fact is, if you pot me up, can you hear me?
Sure.
Pot me up. That's what I did right before the interview. But no, I'm not really the Firesign Theater founder. The Firesign Theater found me.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd come out to Los Angeles with a play called The Amorous Flea that I won a Theater World Award for back in 19... And I had gone to Yale with Peter Bergman.
Uh-huh.
And he'd done the lyrics for some musicals that I starred in there, Tom Jones and another one. Hey, I can hear myself now.
Oh, good. Yay.
I hear voices.
I was looking for my...
I hear voices in my head all the time. You know, so I really miss them when they're not there. I'm wearing earphones, folks. This is an earphone joke. So anyway, I ran into a... I sat on Peter's face, or a picture of Peter's face, in the L.A. Free Press during the Sunset Strip riots back in the 60s. And he said, KPFK newsman Peter Bergman. So I called him up, and he said, yeah, I'm the Wizard of Oz. And I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear it. He had a show called Radio Free Oz.
Uh-huh.
Was on from 10 to 2 on listener-supported KPFK radio in Los Angeles. And I went down. He said, come on down, we'll play. Went down on the show, and I met these two other guys, Phil Austin and David Osman, who were both affiliated with the show. And we discovered we were all fire signs.
I love
right?
it. Yes,
I'm a
yes.
Leo. They're two Sagittarians and an Aries, unfortunately. And so we discovered we also had in common a joy of improvisation, a love of radio, and a love of surrealism. We were all fans of the Goon shows. With Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan and wonderful, wonderful, crazy people. So we stumbled into a recording contract at Columbia, because Peter was so famous doing this counterculture call-in talk show that he had more followings than he knew were possible.
Sure.
In that city. And so we were approached to do a record, and they wanted him to do like an astrology record, because he used to do tarot card readings and stuff on the air. And he said, no, we're going to do the Oz Firesign Theater record. And Gary Usher, he said, oh, okay. And so the next thing we knew, we were doing our first record, Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him. We couldn't use the name Oz, however, because the Mouse, Disney, owned the rights to it. They were doing this thing, Return to Oz or something, right?
Oh, sure.
And so they said, you can't use Oz. I said, but we're Australians. Oz is where we come from. Didn't work. So we just became the Firesign Theater, which is confusing enough. All right. But it, we've had a 55-year career. And Maria.
Congratulations.
Just,
that's awesome.
That's fine. But this is even better. A year ago, the Library of Congress of these Untied Snakes of Urimia bought our archives for a sizable, a handsome sum. And so we were able to celebrate by going down to, we were invited to celebrate, to go down to Washington, D.C. They had already inducted one of our monster albums, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers, which predicted channel surfing into the archives, right? Along with Jimi Hendrix, all of Jimi Hendrix's catalog, and Martha and the Vandellas. And we had this wonderful lunch together with, oh, God, it was just great. Anyway, we went down, David Osman and I, who were at the time the only traveling members of the group, because Phil Austin didn't like to fly. He liked to travel in a van with his 8 dogs and his wife, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, we performed. We did a show called The Art of Radio. Mm-hmm. That was an old Firesign piece that we adopted into a two-man piece. And that's what brings me to the Midwest right now, okay? Two of our members did pass away, sadly. Peter Bergman, the true founder of the Firesign Theater, and Phil Austin, the lead, our head surrealist, okay? They're gone, but David and I came into Bloomington, Indiana, to perform The Art of Radio, which has been augmented now with visual elements that include the whole Firesign Theater. And I'm here in town now for the Here Now Festival.
And this is not your first time here in the Midwest in Kansas City.
That's
You've
right.
been here several times.
That's right.
But the Here Now, the Audio Fiction and Arts Festival takes place June 6th through the 9th here in Kansas City. So we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And especially happy to have you at the station.
Well, it's very nice because it's hot outside.
Well, there's that. But you're going to Phil's MC's Audio Tonight, where you'll coach performances in Workshop 101
That's right.
and perform at the Corwin Awards, right?
That's right. I will be the MC at the Audio Awards, and I'll be not necessarily performing, but I'll be cutting up at the Corwin Awards, which the Firesign Theater won a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And there's also a wonderfully exciting premiere of a workshop musical called Ed Wood.
We love that. You were talking about it in the green room, so tell us more.
Well, I am not affiliated with it, but my dear friend Richard Fish, who has a show in Bloomington called The Firehouse Follies, a two-hour live radio show that you can now actually stream. Put in Firehouse Follies and you'll find it. And he brought us out to do his show. And it was around that we built a performance of our Art of Radio at the Brown County Playhouse in Nashville, Indiana. And I'm an Indianian. I'm a Hoosier. I'm from Goshen, Indiana.
We love that about you, Midwestern.
Well, thank you. If you move the letters of Goshen around, it spells he's gone. And I am. But in any event, it's always great to be back in the Midwest. It's very energizing. I'm of Amish and Irish ancestry. If you're interested in my background, you can buy my book, which is a memoir called Where's My Fortune Cookie? And I'm holding in my hand. I'm going to hold it up to the microphone now. See? This is a DVD set, an audiobook of Where's My Fortune Cookie, which I made with Sue Zizza and David Shin back in Brooklyn about a year ago. And it's just been released, and I've already won 3 awards.
I love that, and congratulations. So it's the podcast and audiobook version of Where's My Fortune Cookie. And planetproctor.com is find more information about that. And I think Amazon.com.
You can get my book and the audiobook at Amazon.com or SueMedia.com for the audiobook.
You know, there's so much to talk with you about. In the green room, we talked about Rugrats, the franchise there.
I should explain.
Please.
The folks out there, this is the hook that gets me everything I've had in my old age. The fact that I played Howard on the Rugrats for 14 years. And the exciting news is it's entree to anything. The fact that I'm Howard. Well, come on in, you know. Anyway, we're going to be doing 26 new episodes and a new CGI movie.
Fantastic!
Soon, okay?
Yeah.
So that's
before the end of the year.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's either I would suspect they're going to start at the end of the year and then it'll go into 2020 and see if we can see more clearly when it will be released. But that's more or less the exciting stuff that's happening with me. Although I am going to Dublin. I'll be performing at the Worldcon, for those listeners of yours who want to get in a plane and fly out and see me. I'll be performing with Roger Gregg's Crazy Audio Theater. My wife, Melinda Peterson, and I, we worked with Roger, who is American, who settled in Dublin. For 4 years, we did parts on his radio show, his summer replacement radio show on Irish Public Radio. And so at the World Con, and believe me, we all know who's conning the world right now, but at the World Con in Dublin, we will be performing with the Mad Dog Audio Players some kind of special piece that Roger has written. And then I'm going to be on some panels and stuff talking about games and animation.
I love that.
It's
fun.
Yeah,
and that's coming up August 16th.
16th.
Wow. Wow, there's so much, and if you If you just tuned in to ArtSpeak Radio, I'm talking to Phil Proctor, and he's such a talented man, writer, performer. You actually sang. I read your biography.
Do.
You actually sang as a young man, boy.
Well, I was a boy soprano in Gilbert and Sullivan Productions at Allen Stevenson School in New York. I was gifted with a kind of a tape recorder in my head. I can hear and repeat music. When I was a baby, this is in my book, Where's My Fortune Cookie? when I was a baby, my grandfather back in Goshen was singing a hymn to me or something, and I hummed it back. And he brought me downstairs, and I repeated it for the family. That's the last time I ever worked for free. I just want you to know. So I speak seven languages.
Yes.
I actually learned Russian songs because I traveled to the Soviet Union in 1959. And I sing, you know, all these songs like Kalinka, 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 Maya, etc. And I still love singing Russian songs.
I understood everything you said.
Неправдили.
Not really. I'm shaking my head. No, but we love that. So your film, TV, and stage appearances are so numerous.
That I can't even remember.
I'm right here, 3 pages full.
You know, one of the great ones was All in the Family. I got to do an All in the Family, which they just resuscitated for a live performance. You know?
Yes,
very
yeah.
exciting.
That was with Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei and a few other people.
Some other wonderful people. Yeah. So the fact is, I've really been blessed in my career. I started when I was like maybe 11 years old on live television, in New York, when there was nothing but live television. And I progressed onto eventually, after I graduated, I did a soap opera called The Edge of Night. And that kind of, got me started.
Yes.
And then
yes.
the movie started and the television. And I did a show called The Amorous Flea, which I won a Theater World Award for, that Paul Newman presented to me. I said, you're so much bigger on the screen. He's only about 3 feet tall. and that came out to Los Angeles. That was my first taste of Los Angeles. And then I went back to do a Broadway show and another Broadway show, and then I came out to L.A., and I've been there ever since.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, all the awards that you've won, the Firesign Theater four-man group listed as one of the 30 greatest acts of time by Entertainment Magazine.
But who's counting?
Yeah, and you've appeared for over a half century. Well,
yeah, 55 years.
There you go. On LP, CDs, DVD, and on stage, TV, and screen, and Zachariah Got Clowns. Everything You Know Is Wrong.
Zachariah threw it out like it's in the... Zachariah was this crazy movie that we did, the first rock western,
Oh, my gosh.
But we've been nominated for 3 Grammys, Fireside Theater, for various comic records. And we pioneered, we created the long-form comedy album. Because it was our supposition that, comedy is great, and you can listen to it a couple of times. But we wanted people to be forced to listen to it again and again and again and again. And because of that, the curse of that is that people, when we went to perform, because we became well-known, people would heckle us with our own material. And if we changed anything, they'd get upset. that's not the way it is on the record, man. They had grooves in their head from listening to it.
See what you did? See what you started?
It's all our fault. No, we have been very clear saying we're not responsible.
Yeah.
Okay, park and lock it.
Wow, wow, wow. And I can also mention that in 2001, Firesign created Fools in Space, which was a monthly 2-hour live show on XM Satellite Radio, which won the New York International Radio Festival's Golden Award for Best Continuing Comedy Series.
Yeah.
And Weirdly Cool, which was a 1-hour PBS
Weirdly
special
cool.
hosted by fans like Robin Williams, George Carlin, John Goodman, and Chevy Chase.
He's a big fan. He's a wonderful man.
Well, I think you have a whole big room full of fans here in Kansas City and beyond. So we're really fortunate to have you.
It's fun to be here. This, as I say, I've been doing these Midwest radio conferences, which is how they started, and the Here Now Festival for, decades.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful way to invite people into the audio world and to teach them techniques. For instance, you don't want to talk off mic. You want to talk on the microphone.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
And, I love that.
Right. And the if you
there
come and see some of
it.
Our performances,
right.
You'll
right.
see not only professionals who have been doing this for years, but you'll see new people, young people who are coming into it and whom we hope we can encourage to keep the art of radio alive.
It's important to cultivate a new generation of listeners and producers and engineers and all that because, you know, to me, even though I've done this only for 7 years, just a splat on the map. I love coming in every Wednesday, be it on air, producing, and having people like yourself. You know, such a creative community that we have here in Kansas City on live radio.
Yeah, yeah. You know? The Fireside Theater honed our skills on the radio.
Yeah.
There's one thing available called Duke of Madness Motors, which is a lovely book that Taylor Jess and our archivist put together with great color pictures and stories about all of our different experiences as a radio group. Mm-hmm. And it has an MP3 with 80 hours of our stuff on it. And actually, if you go to our website, firesidetheater.com, where all this stuff is available, there's a little icon of an old-fashioned radio, one like you have here in the studio.
Our little radio, little transmitter.
And if you click on it, you can hear Fireside Theater 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't advise it.
and of course, I found you on YouTube. Some of the audio.
Some of our video stuff is on YouTube, and a lot of our audio stuff. If you don't know who the Fireside Theater is, please turn yourself on to it, and I think you'll be amazed. I can say is timeless because we were futurists.
Right.
And we were predicting all the time what was going to happen. The best example of that, see if I can quickly do this.
Sure.
I'm going to talk to Siri here now. Let's see if it works. This is Worker speaking. Hello.
Hello, Aklem. What function can I perform for you? LOL.
Now, you would know this if you know our album, I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus, which is our fourth album in which we predicted the computer revolution. And it turns out that Steve Jobs was a big fan of ours. I did a lot of Pixar movies, and when I went to the cast and crew premiere of It's a Bug's Life, Steve Jobs was there because he had bought into Pixar to help to bring some CGI in to help them with their development of CGI animation.
Sure.
And I shook his hand, and he said, I'm a big fan of yours. And I thought, well, that's great. When we were going through material for the Library of Congress to send, we sent a ton, literally, a ton of material to them. We found a contact sheet of an appearance we had done signing records up in Berkeley after a performance. And there was this young man there, dark hair, mustache, goatee, with his arms around us, standing for pictures and everything. It was Steve Jobs. He really was a fan. And what
I love
put,
that
this,
story.
This
yeah.
Easter egg or this homage he put into a series mouth is I'm Clem. I'm a character named Clem. But when the computer asks my name, I say Clem. So I become Clem. And what I do in this album is I'm a hacker and I plant a virus in a government computer. And I bring down an illusion called the future fair that the government has created in order to keep everybody happy. So even though we don't use the word hacker and we don't use the word virus,
you
know, that's what I'm doing. And it was all based on the Quan. You know, all computer activity is based on negative and positive, yin and yang, yes and no. And so I asked the computer a question that cannot be answered by yes or no. Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air? and he blows up. He can't, anyway.
Phil Proctor, I don't think you are of this world. I mean, you're just, you have so much.
I'm a stranger in a strange
so
land.
Much. That's we sure. love that. We love that about you. You know, I want to mention again that you'll be appearing in Dublin, Ireland for the Worldcon August 16th, so you can get your tickets
get
now.
Get your tickets now, right. Well, the airlines are cheap, you know.
Yeah, you know, they really are. I'm thinking about going to Iceland. But I can also mention that here now, the Audio Fiction and Arts Festival is taking place.
Now?
Yes.
Here?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow. Today's the 5th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. June 6th through the 9th here at in Kansas City. And you'll be coaching performances and workshop 101.
Yeah. I'll also be signing books and albums one of these days. And if anybody does want to come and see me and they're Firesign fans, bring your albums, bring whatever.
Oh, I love
pictures
that.
I'm happy to sign them for you, you know, and then resell them on eBay.
Pat's going, yeah, I'll do that. You know, I also want to mention really quick, you had written a satirical political comedy, God Help Us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That you co-authored with Samuel Joseph, currently
that's
touring
right.
the U.S. starring Ed Asner
as God.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You know, no acting necessary.
No kidding.
Oh,
no
kidding. He's just hysterically funny. He's wonderful in the play. And I work with a theater company called the Antaeus Company back in L.A. Right. in Glendale. Mm-hmm. I have for 14 years. My wonderful, talented wife, Melinda Peterson, introduced me to the company. And by the way, we just celebrated our 27th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
27 years of wedded blitz. And you know, and so anyway, I just did an Irish play there by Martin O'Donagh, who wrote Six Billboards Outside of Somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's called The Cripple of Inishman. And it's just a darling play. Because what we do is, you see, we try to bring classical plays to life with our company. And classical plays aren't necessarily just Shakespeare, you know. Well, there's nothing wrong with Shakespeare, is there? No, I wasn't saying there's anything wrong with Shakespeare. I was just saying, you know, these other white. I mean, there's Tennessee Williams. That's a classic too, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's true. Anyway.
I'm going to sign off and let you just carry on because you don't need me anymore, really, for reals. But, you know, I really thank you for taking your time out and coming to talk to us
me.
At
thank
the studio. We're so happy that
Listen,
you've
we
been
are,
here.
We
with
are
us.
Big, big fans of listener-supported radio. It was because Peter Bergman was pitching to raise money for KPFK that they gave him a show.
Mm-hmm.
He was so dynamic and so funny, and he brought in, I think about $12. And at that time, it was a dollar a year subscription.
Wow.
So, he created a real splash.
Yes, yes.
A spot on the map, as you would say.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, right now we're going through our pledge drive.
I understand
you know,
that.
Raising money for the station for the
Please
upkeep
support
and
the station.
All that. Yeah, thank you so
support
much.
Support the station. It's so important.
We love you, Phil Proctor.
Thank you very much. I love me
thank
too.
Thank you. PlanetProctor.com for more information. Anything you want to know about Phil, right there.
I'm there.
And your fingertips. Thank you so much, my
Muchas
friend.
Muchas gracias.
You betcha. We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio right after this.
Support for KKFI comes from the Environmental Protection Agency with a message about lead safety. Renovation jobs can create lead hazards. If you are a renovation, repair, or painting firm working in pre-1978 homes, the law requires that your firm be lead safe certified and your employees trained in lead safe practices. On Friday, June 7th at 9 a.m., Lowe's in Lee's Summit, Missouri, 1830 Northwest Chipman Road will be hosting an event alongside EPA staff to discuss RRP obligations and training in your area. Learn more at epa.gov/lead/get-certified.
Hey, and I want to mention that, you know, not only did we have Phil Proctor on air, we also have Jay Dale in the studio, Jason Bice, and Pat Tomek. They'll perform live, and we're so happy to have had Phil Proctor. We absolutely love him. PlanetProctor.com is his website for more information. Also, before we started the show, I was handed a note that that folks should know from Sean Stewart, who donated to Mark Manning's show Wednesday Midday Medley that aired prior to my show. He wanted to say happy birthday to Mark Manning because he is my radio husband. He's selling his birthday, I think maybe his 30th. I don't know. I'm just going to make that up. But I want to introduce our good friend, Lincoln.
Yes.
Yay. Do I need to play this, air this channel?
No.
Okay, good.
We
good,
know
good,
everything.
Good. Okay, we know everything.
We know
so
everything here.
You tell me why you're here, mister.
I am here because it's time for a Champions Challenge. And who's our challenger? Do you got that on the...
I believe that's Mark Andrus.
Mark Andrus. And how much is he putting on the table? Was it $100?
I believe it's $100, yes.
I think it is, too. So
maybe it's $1,000. Who knows? I can't count very well.
Well, you know, just because he's only putting down $100 doesn't mean we can't raise $1,000.
That's true.
If we get the right people listening right now and making those donations to KKFI... It's all about that little number, 888-931-0901. And we've got, what, a seven-minute limit on this,
Do you have a clock?
Because I am the supervisor next door, so the clock runs on my schedule. And we'll say it started 30 seconds ago.
Okay. And also, people can make a pledge on kkfi.org online, and that's safe and secure and... You know,
and it's not only is it safe and secure, you get to see our new website.
Yeah,
too.
That's pretty cool.
That's exciting, seeing the new website, and yeah, of course, I always like to pledge by the phone because when you call on the phone to make that pledge, you got to talk to a real person. That real person, you're making them happy when you call them. You hear the joy in their voice. They get excited when that phone rings. They get excited to hear from you and seeing you at your best when you're being generous and when you're being noble and doing the right thing.
And it's wonderful because you don't have to press 1 if you want to speak to an operator.
Oh.
Press 2 if you want to blah, blah, blah. So we're happy if you would call right now, 888-931-0901, not only to support ArtSpeak Radio, but this whole big old radio station, community radio, that's intended for you, the community.
Right. And you look at, now, how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been doing this 7 years. 7 years, but I've been a volunteer for 10, and we're all volunteer-based. There's only a couple of positions that are salaried, and, you know, everyone just does it because they have a passion for what they do, and, you know, they want to follow the mission statement of KKFI, which is to provide, you know, a voice for the underserved in the community.
And you know, you do that every week. You always have guests in here talking about their passion and what they're working on, their passion project, and they're getting exposure that they can't get anywhere else. And you, the listener, are hearing things that you may not have ever learned about.
That's true.
If you weren't tuned in. This is a tremendous service. And it's not really free because we have to pay the bills. I mean, you can listen to the radio for free, but we have to pay the bills to maintain ourselves as an institution here in Kansas City. And we are a Kansas City institution, the only community radio station. 888-931-0901. I need to hear those phones ringing.
Oh, I know. You know, and when I can say that we've been on air for 31 years, and that's pretty amazing because it's community radio and we're supported by our listeners and supporters of community radio. So 888-931-5534 will help us to continue for another 31 years or beyond.
We talked the other day about the fact that the radio station is not an event. It doesn't just happen once. So maybe you gave to the station before, but we're an ongoing institution. We need ongoing support, not just... I remember I gave last year or whatever. No, we still need to continue. We need continuing support. And, you know, it's easy to do if you use that sustaining donor. You can become a sustaining donor. A little bit trickles out of your checking or your credit card account on a monthly basis. You won't even miss it. 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org.
And then we also have some gifts for people who pledge. And do you have that in
front
of you?
Well, there's a number of really nice thank yous. The one I like, well, there's so many. I like them all. But the KKFI T-shirt, you know, we used to have a different T-shirt with every pledge drive. Yeah. And we dropped off for a few pledge drives, had no T-shirt, but now they're back.
We went shirtless.
And this is a nice one. This is the upraised fist that says, power to the people. And it's a bold statement. Community radio is power to the people. We're not speaking to you right now on behalf of your government or your elected officials. We're speaking to you on behalf of people, real individuals in the community, people who are donating their time to be here to give this message, not being paid by the Koch brothers to come out and sell you something you don't really need.
Well, I've never worked for free for 7 years, but again, I have a passion for bringing voices in, from the creative community to our listeners in the community. You know, and Phil Proctor talked about, you know, the difference that it made in community radio when they began airing their comedy and, you know, the different members were on air, and it really makes a difference. And, yeah, come on.
Speaking of that, this is Phil Proctor, and here's $20.
Oh, bless your heart.
To keep you on the air.
All right.
So you can raise more money.
All right. So generous. Thank you so much.
And, you know, we had a case just the other day. Well, just earlier today, Mark Manning's show, he had a champions match for $200, and not a single person called in and pledged $200. But as a community, I had pledges that totaled 421 This is an additive process, and the whole community contributes. This is 20. Now we only need 80 more to reach that amount. And you can call, you know, $90 for the T-shirt. There's a pair of tote bags, a $90 gift to thank you.
And I think we also have tickets for the collaborations at the Fly.
Collaborations Live. Yeah. Now, that is an event. Yeah. That is a fabulous event. That's coming up in, end of June, right? June 29th, the Fabulous Folly Theater. And yeah, that's what I did. That's where my donation. Yeah. Most all of us DJs end up donating because we believe in KKFI.
I think I've even given a couple of kidneys too. You know.
Oh yeah,
they've grown back, so I'm ready to donate some more.
But that's liver that grows
back. 888-931-0901 is the number to call. You can also pledge online at kkfi.org.
We've got two people to thank already.
Beautiful.
Teresa Dirks in KCMO, giving a hug to Maria.
Oh, we love you, Teresa. Thank you so very much.
We need more hugs to Maria. We've got one minute left in this challenge. Now, of course, I'm in charge of the clock, so I'll be generous on that 1 minute left. But make that call, 888-931-0901. And the other is the most generous, Kathy Windham.
Oh, we love
She's
Kathy.
She's right next
to her.
She'll answer your phone call when you call in, 888-931-0901. We want to make sure that we make this challenge, and we want to show love to Maria. We want to show her how much we appreciate what she does week in and week out, year in and year out.
Well, you know, and I thank you for that, but it really is about the community. I just felt like we're the microphone. Everyone else is the star, and they share with us what they want listeners to know, what they want them to learn about who they are, what they do in the world, in their arts, writers, performers, musicians, and such. So we're just sort of the microphone.
We are 100,000 watts of microphone. All right. Well, I'm going to have to head off to the next door just in case there's too many phones ringing at once.
I'll make my pledge before I leave.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll let you get back to the show.
You bet. We're going to take a real quick break with a couple of things here, and then we'll be back with ArtSpeak Radio. Thanks so much. Hang in there.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a very smart but very raunchy teen comedy, and it's called Booksmart.
It was produced by Will Ferrell, and it's the story of two teenagers, seniors in high school, Molly and Amy. They have spent all of their high school years studying hard to get into Yale, and as it turns out, everybody else who partied during the entire senior year also got into great school. So they feel like this last senior night, they want to party.
That's right. These are two very well-behaved and very smart high school seniors, top of their class. But on the night before graduation, they decide to cut loose just once to enjoy that night of outrageous debauchery, and it is outrageous. It plays to me like a female version of Superbad. I think the dialogue is really clever, the performances are fresh, and the director, Olivia Wilde, this is her first time behind the camera, and she does a great job. And you know what? You may feel guilty for laughing, but guess what? You're going to laugh.
You will, and I don't care what age you are. It's totally creative, and I love the scene with the Barbies.
These two girls, they're Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein. They're the actresses who play these roles. They're terrific.
And they'll be seen again, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they're very good. And, you know, my only beef is with those people who might find it a little too raunchy for their taste. And I thought at times it does go too far, but it goes too far in a very
sweet-spirited
way.
Yeah, yeah. I would recommend it.
Yeah, I would recommend it to anybody with an open mind and who is not easily offended.
Exactly.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
Support for KKFI provided by the National Audio Theater Festivals, presenting the 7th annual Here Now, the Audio Fiction and Arts Festival. Live performances by audio artists that include Firesign Theater's Phil Proctor, readings by narrators Scott Brick, Andrea Parsnew, PJ Oakland, Sean Pratt, and Lisa Flanagan. Podcast production and marketing workshop classes, sound art, and more. The Here Now Festival runs from June 6th through the 9th. Information and tickets are available at herenowfestival.org.
And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. Up next, we have owner of the Amble Maisha, Jadea. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yes.
Who was born into her gifts as a prophetic seer and healer, as an anointed high priestess. Her spiritual practice utilizes a holistic approach to assist others in their healing. Welcome, my friend. I'm glad you're here. And,
hi.
You know, right in the middle of our pledge drive, so we're happy to have you no matter what. So tell us about your services and what you do. And So
I was born into my gifts, as you read, as a prophetic seer and a healer. So what I like to tell people, because sometimes they're like, oh, you're a high priestess. They don't really know what that means. What I compare it is to people who use tarot cards, or people who use oracle cards, or people who are certified in Reiki or quantum touch, or any sort of training that they have to go to. I don't have to go through that. I don't have to use any physical tool to do the things that I do, because, again, I was born with my gifts. So all of this is normal to me. I've always been able to do this. This is something that, as a child, I've been able to see spirits just as clear as I can see everything in this room, speak to them, know things before they happen, predict things, if you will, and then heal people with my hands, or heal people as far as I can look at someone's body and say, well, you have pain in your shoulder, or you're having digestive problems, and can tell you how to heal that, how to maintain that healing, and not re-traumatize or trigger the body to go back into those sorts of things. And I offer a lot of different services. But what I like to focus on is customizing healing for people. Healing is different for everyone. Everyone's journey is different. Everyone's needs are different. So that's what I really like to focus on. Sometimes you'll see a cookie cutter, like, approach to healing for each individual, or, you know, when the moon is in Gemini, or if it's a full moon, and people like to say, oh, well, here's a full moon ritual for you. But it's like, you don't know that person's path. You don't know what they're dealing with. So how can you remedy the same thing for each person when everyone's journey is different?
Well, you know, I have a question for you. And you had talked about having this gift early on as a child. Did you recognize it as that, or was it something that you learned about just intuitively and sort of
I definitely had my family around me who recognized it. My dad, for sure, always recognized it. And my mother, she actually has dreams or visions. And then my Nana, which is my mother's mother, she's able to see spirits as well. However, the way in which I was given the gift was on a different level or scale, if you will, because, as I said, I'm anointed. So when I say I'm an anointed high priestess, if you look at different spiritualities or religious groups, there's high priests, there's high priestess, there's santeros and santeras. But it's more about going into a ritual, going into a process, going into certain things that you have to do to get into that point of priesthood or priesthood. Whereas for me, it was more of, I was anointed, born with my gifts. So I was anointed with my gifts in the womb. Wow. So this was something that I was already going to be able to do. And then being a high priestess is something that happened along my journey, and that title was actually bestowed upon me.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, if you would share with our listeners your website, because I know that you, in the description of what you do, you rely solely on the connection with the spiritual realm to deliver messages and actions of healing. So if you would share with us some of your services or your website.
Yeah. So my website is The Amble Maisha, and that's TheAmbleMaisha. Hey, so The Amble Maisha, I have different services. So there's one service that's called Reveal. So Reveal is a service where it's just revealing whatever messages need to come to you. So again, in comparison to like someone using a tarot card where they would shuffle the deck, they would bless the deck, and then they would flip a card, I wouldn't use any card. I would just receive the messages. So if I'm doing, let's say, a session for somebody in the Bahamas, I have clients everywhere, which I like to call them participants, because you need to participate in the service.
I like that. Yeah.
So if, say, I have someone I'm doing a session for in the Bahamas over the phone or over Skype, I will actually sit with spirit first, write down what I hear and see, and then I will talk to the person about that, and then we'll go in deeper, and whatever is revealed at that time, then we'll talk about. So there's Reveal, there's Release, which is about energy. More of releasing any energy that's in the body, releasing any sort of negativity, any bad energies and presences that you may be feeling, whether it's at home, in your personal body, in the office, so on and so forth. There's another service that I offer called Temple. And Temple is a very in-depth service, because that is one of the services that really goes into what is traumatizing the body, why are you sick, why are you ill, and things of that nature. And then I also take special requests for services that people may not see on my website that are more general, but that they may have requests for. Like, people ask me about to interpret their dreams, or someone asked me the other day if they could talk to me because they had a mark on their forehead and they keep seeing, you know, certain things and things like that. So I get a lot of requests daily of very specific questions that people have that is in regards to the spiritual realm that they don't have any knowledge in, or they don't have anyone that they can trust to go to answer those questions for them.
And so, again, share with us your website and any sort of social media that people might be able to follow you on, maybe Instagram, and that sort of thing.
So as far as Instagram, there's actually two ways that you can contact me on social media. Is you can go to my business page, which is The Healing Culture Company. The Healing Culture Company is actually my healing studio that I have located in the Crossroads Arts District. And I do a First Friday event there every First Friday that has healing practitioners and other business owners and things like that. And then you can also contact me on my personal page on Instagram, where I do a little bit more of personal one-on-one conversation and things like that, and that's at J Dale Anointed. And then also on Facebook, you can contact me through The Amble Maisha on Facebook to see different services as well, and just updates on things I'm doing in the community. The Healing Culture Company also on Facebook. And then my personal Facebook is Jada Anointed, which I don't mind if people want to be my friend. That's fine, too.
Friends are good.
Yes, friends are good.
You know, I apologize for the abbreviated interview, but I welcome you back, because right now we're in the middle of Pledge Drive.
But you guys, please donate. Please pledge. If you are listening right now, please make sure that you donate, because these spaces are what we need as creatives, locals in Kansas City, supporting local businesses, community-based businesses. Because if we don't support our people now, and if we don't support these spaces now, we're not going to have them. And so we need these moments. So even if it's $1, yeah, matters. So.
Well, we thank you so much. J. Dale, you will come back.
Yes,
we'll look at our calendar, and we'll get another date going, and we'll do a little bit longer interview.
Yes.
It was a joy to meet you.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you so much for
coming
in today.
Yes.
And we're going to be right back with Jason Bice and Pat Tomek in just a bit. Hold on.
Yeah, his name became an urban legend. some of you know why. What's a man to do? What's a man to do? To save his empire of blue.
This is Art Speak Radio. Again, I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. And I want to say thank you to the folks who did pledge. We did make the match in the championship round. So we thank you so, so very much for your pledge, your support of the little old radio station, 888-931-0901 is the number to call. And, you know, I want to introduce our good friend Jason Bice and Pat Tomek, who are here in the studio. They're going to talk about Jason's new release. Welcome.
Hey, Maria.
Hi.
It's been a while since you've been here, so yeah. We're happy to have you. And in the middle of all this craziness with the pledge,
thanks for having me
we
back.
We really appreciate that. So, and welcome, Pat Tomek. I've not met you, but good to have you here, too.
Thanks.
So let's talk about this. Both sides.
Yes. So, yeah, I decided to put out a new EP. And I wanted to do it with a lot of layers and I guess as professionally as possible. So I went to David George.
We love David George, don't we?
He's amazing. And yeah. I asked if he would produce. And, you know, I said, I'm going to need someone to keep me in line and, you know, finish this project. So, David approached Pat because he had worked with him on a few singles.
Yeah, we work on a number of projects together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then Pat agreed to record at his home studio and play drums, which was, like, amazing. I'll tell a quick story. When I first moved to Kansas City, I said, who's from this city? You know, who's from here? And somebody, a guy told me, Brody Buster and the Rainmakers.
Uh-huh.
And so now I've gotten to work with both of these amazing groups that, so I was really honored to be able to work with Pat. He's awesome. Well, that was a thumbs up thanks. I did in the studio.
Which you couldn't see on radio, but it was there.
Let me hold my thumb up to the mic.
I love that Both Sides contains 5 original songs that you had written and, again, arranged by David George, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I brought the music to David. We met in his office initially, and just I played the music for him, and then recorded on our cell phones, you know, and then from there he made suggestions on, you know, maybe adding a bridge to a song or cutting out unnecessary playing, and then we would talk about, you know, I hear violin or I hear trumpet or, you know. And then he helped me make that all possible.
And I want to say that many local artists appear throughout the album, including Kristen Hamilton.
Yes, Kristen Hamilton from Under the Big Oak Tree.
She's amazing.
Yeah, incredible vocalist.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then Michael Turnbow, who's a violin player who plays for a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Reeves Knoll, who's a trumpet player, and he has his own, I think it's quartet.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And let's see, Mark Verbeck from Scotch Hollow.
Caleb Ryan Martin.
He's a touring bluegrass musician currently based in Nashville.
I love that the album is best described as indie folk Americana music. I know I really enjoyed listening to the music. And so it's released July 7th.
It'll be available on all the digital channels on Friday, June 7th, this Friday. And I'll be at Records with Merit on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. And we're just going to do a really laid back. David and I, we just had a rehearsal this morning. And it was great.
And I also want to mention that in your write-up, you say the cherry on top was having Dwayne Trower master the album.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm so happy you brought that up, because I wanted to say to those looking to record, think of it as a three-part process. You know, there's the beginning and the planning phase, and then the recording phase, and then the mastering phase, which is so important. Mm-hmm. And And it's something that I'm so happy that we did with the album.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
It's a way to get... Pat did all the mixing and recording.
Wow.
And then we take the best version of that to Dwayne, and then he kind of tweaks it. And
polishes the object.
Yeah, so it. I'm really, really happy that we did it that way.
I love it. I love it. I love the fact that, I mean, you have to have a certain ear, for that to get it to that part of editing and then send it off to
Bits and Measures. Believe me, it was so close to perfect once it left Pat.
I bet.
Could read my mind on where I wanted stuff, on levels, or I could just tell him just a few clicks down or something, and he knew exactly where to put it.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, he's got a natural talent there.
And Jason, you brought your guitar with you today. And
yeah.
So you want to perform live?
Do we have one, or should we play more from the album?
You tell me what you want to do.
Let's play more from the album.
All right.
Yeah.
So what do you want to hear?
Let's hear Omar, He Knows.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right. His new release. It is Both Sides. It's going to be released on June 7th. So we're real happy to have you here with us in the studio, Jason Bice and Pat Tomek. Yeah. So, while I have you here, I want to mention we've got to do a shout to your brother. Your very creative brother.
Yeah, Johnny B. So John just turned 50 on June 1st. So happy birthday, brother.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And he was awarded a Charlotte Street award, wasn't he? Am I?
I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm embarrassed
if he wasn't.
I don't know.
Because I think there was a book of his work.
Yes.
Collage work.
Yeah, he has a book. Honestly, John's doing so much these days. It's awesome to watch. He works through Imagine That. And you can follow his Instagram feed, Johnny_B Art, I think, is something. Johnny B Art.
You Bice brothers are very talented.
And John is hilarious. He's a hilarious artist, and yeah, he's great.
So proud, and I'm sure he's proud of you too.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to ask you both, Pat and Jason, about website information, social media, where we can find you, or any of your works or recordings.
Yeah, so I'm on SoundCloud and Facebook.
MySpace.
I still rent some space at MySpace. Let's see. So, yeah, my main place where I do all my stuff is kind of on my Instagram and then my Facebook music page.
And Twitter.
A little bit, yeah. Like Bice Tweets. I don't know. Twitter's it's a whole other realm, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one more thing I don't want to have to deal with. But with Pat, you're also a musician and drummer, and where can we find more information about you?
I'm on SoundCloud. I think it's just under Pat Tomek.
Uh-huh.
T-O-M-E-K, and I'm on Facebook. I've got a website, pattomek.com. Sadly neglected. I really need to update it. I'm usually too busy working to keep that up, but there's some stuff there.
But that's a good thing, you know, working musician. I mean, it's a tough life. Yeah.
I'd rather be too busy to update the website than have lots of time to do that. And I play with the Rainmakers. We're Knuckleheads on Saturday. We're also in Springfield, Missouri on Friday, and Wichita on Sunday. And a bunch of other bands, Nan and the One Night Stands, they just mentioned. I play with Nan usually, and Deco Auto, a power pop band, and David George, and I don't know, there's a lot.
Well, I think it's important to have that presence, you know, in the music community, that you can kind of pick up and play with anyone and anywhere, anytime.
There's an amazing music community here. It's so diverse.
You're not kidding.
And so big.
Well, even, you know, just the names that you mentioned with this particular EP, Jason, you know, we left out, like, Marco Pasqualini.
Yes.
Marco. Yeah.
Yeah, Marco came in. Actually, we thought we were done, and then David and I were both like, no, we got to have Marco. we need the pedal steel. And because we had the song a different way, and so we brought him in to kind of finish it up, and so he was like a last minute gift to the album.
That was one really nice thing about this record, is we kind of took our time.
Yes.
And there was like, you do the next round of, you know, overdubs or whatever, and listen back and say, you know, we had that luxury of let it sink in for a week or two, and then, oh, you know what, trumpet would be cool.
Yeah. Or pedal steel instead of slide or whatever, you know. Yeah, it really, I was so happy that they allowed me to work that way, you know, we started a year ago, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In David's office. So, yeah.
So does that mean you're starting to work on your next?
Well, I have, I've told Pat, I definitely have that intention. Yeah. I have music that I'm working on now. Uh-huh. I think it's going to be an album for my father. So,
beautiful.
Cool. Yeah.
I like that. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Jason Bice and Pat
Tomek.
Tomek. I was calling you Tomek.
That's
Tomek.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody, I don't even notice. It's all right.
That's okay. Maiden name is Vasquez. So, I get that. We're talking about Both Sides, which is going to be released June 7th. And you're going to be at Records by Merit.
Yep. Records with Merit on Saturday. Merit. Mm-hmm. This Saturday from 1 to 3. I'll also take my little moment to say, please donate to KKFI.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's something that is, you know, so needed for the community, especially in this day and age of corporate fake news. We need real people doing real shows. Of course, supporting the arts and supporting the community. So, please give to KKFI.
I appreciate that. And, you know, it's people like you in the community that we want to give voice to, that we want to promote, you know, your music, your work, your creativity. You have such a gift that you give us all, and we're just sort of the microphone to the creative community and musicians.
And I love that you guys are here, because I would not be able to reach as many people without KKFI. So
KKFI. For years and years, it's been, you guys have given amplified the voice of the arts in this community, and that's a really great thing. We really appreciate it.
I do appreciate you saying that, and I want to say thank you so much, Jason Bice. And
thank
I know
you.
we're running out of time, because again, it's the pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And
great
to meet you, Pat.
Yeah, great to meet you, Maria.
So
we
hope to have you back on soon. Let's get you on in the next month or so.
Would love it.
Performing live. So I also want to say thank you to Phil Proctor, Jay Dale, Jason Bice, Pat Tomek, and next week, June 12th, we have Mickey P. and her friends, who are going to be here in the studio live. Stay tuned for Jazz Afternoon with Jeff Harshberger. I think Roger Wilder might be in for him. I don't know. I haven't seen Jeff. But at any rate, stay tuned for that. I want to thank you so much for your support, your pledge, your, you know, everything that you offer this little old community radio station to keep it going and thriving. We thank you so very much for your part in donating to the station. I want to say thank you all so very much. We love you, and I mean it. And honey, I'm coming home.